Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 23. And Bilam said to Balak,
Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here.
And Balak did as Bilam had spoken. And Balak and Bilam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Bilam then said to Balak,
Stand by your burnt offering, and let me go on. It might be that Yahweh comes to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I shall declare to you.
And he went to a bare height. And Elohim came to Bilam, and he said to him,
I have prepared the 7 altars, and I have offered on each altar a bull and a ram.
And Yahweh put a word in the mouth of Bilam, and said,
Return to Balak, and this is what you say.
And he returned to him and saw him standing by his burnt offering, he and all the heads of Moab. And he took up his proverb and said,
Balak, the sovereign of Moab, has brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Yaakov for me, and come, rage at Israel. How do I curse whom El has not cursed, and how do I rage at whom Yahweh has not raged? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I observe him. Look, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. Who shall count the dust of Yaakov, and the number of 1/4 of Yisrael? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like his.
And Balak said to Bilam,
What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and look, you have kept on Berakah.
And he answered and said,
Should I not take heed to speak what Yahweh has put in my mouth?
And Balak said to him,
Please come with me to another place from where you see them. You only see the extremity, but not all of them. Curse them for me from there.
And he took him to the field of Sophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. And he said to Balak,
Stand here by your burnt offering, while I meet over there.
And Yahweh came to Bilam and put a word in his mouth and said,
Go back to Balak and say this.
So he went to him and saw him standing by his burnt offering, and the heads of Moab with him. And Balak asked him,
What did Yahweh say?
And he took up his proverb and said,
Rise up, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. El is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to repent. Has he said, and would he not do it? Or spoken, and would not confirm it? See, I have received to Barak, and he has Barak, and I do not reverse it. He has not looked upon wickedness in Yaakov, nor has he seen trouble in Yisrael. Yahweh, his Elohim, is with him, and the shout of a sovereign is in him. El, who brought them out of Mitzrayim, is for them like the horns of a wild ox. For there is no sorcery against Yaakov, nor is there any divination against Yisrael. Now it is said to Yaakov and to Yisrael, What has El done? Look, a people rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. It lies not down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain.
And Balak said to Bilam,
Do not curse them at all, nor Barak them at all.
And Bilam answered and said to Balak,
Have I not spoken to you, saying, All that Yahweh speaks, that I do.
And Balak said to Bilam,
Please come, let me take you to another place. It might be right in the eyes of Elohim that you curse them for me from there.
And Balak took Bilam to the top of Peor that overlooks the wasteland. And Bilam said to Balak,
Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here.
And Balak did as Bilam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on each altar.